This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Tonight it is a milestone birthday for a legendary politician. Former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown turned 90 years old, 90 years young, I should say, today. City Hall hosted a huge birthday bash for him. About 300 people were there, including some of his co-workers. Brown was a former Speaker of the Assembly and a two-term mayor. So I recently visited him in his office on the Embarcadero. He is energetic, articulate, dapper, and still has the most unmistakable laugh. And during a time when there is so much focus on age in politics, he proves age is just a number. Whether he's playing boss dice from the prized window seat at Le Central,
the enclosed deck,
holding court at John's Grill, one of the oldest restaurants in the city, or being serenaded at Chief Sullivan's in North Beach, Willie Brown is a force of nature, unstoppable, unforgettable.
All right, where are we going?
My quest to uncover the secret behind his longevity.
Hello.
I met Brown in his office and tried to sweet talk him with a little birthday pie.
What would be your favorite pie?
Sweet potato.
Okay, give me another one. Key lime.
That's right. How'd you know that? Oh, that's a snitch. Somebody told you that.
Speaking of birthdays,
if you have to blow out the candle, do you have a certain wish that you do?
Well, each time, I hope that I will be around to blow them out next year. That's my goal. They never heard an answer.
And what a life. Willie Brown's unprecedented success is a long way from his childhood in tiny Mineola, Texas. At the age of 17, virtually penniless, he came to San Francisco to live with his uncle, doing odd jobs, driving a cab, or working as a janitor. He went to law school, got admitted to the state bar,
and to have the nation acknowledge the racism which does in fact exist,
and was then elected to the California State Assembly, where he served for 30 years.
Yes, sir.
Roughly half that time as the first black Speaker of the Assembly. Brown was then elected mayor of San Francisco. That's Kamala Harris at his side.
How do you stay healthy? Do you have a routine? What are you doing?
Well, I have always been very careful at the level of consumption on the food side, on the booze side. I try to get an adequate amount of rest, but above all else, I try to end the day without one issue still troubling me.
The one thing this great communicator does not do.
I will not text under no circumstance. The kind of things that we politicians say and talk about in many cases are not what you would want to have to market. That evidence could defeat you. That evidence could get you put away.
With a Biden-Trump rematch in the works, Brown wants to prove age is just a number.
It's frankly the very first time that I have in politics ever known of anybody to make age an issue.
Cheers.
Brown helped KPIX celebrate our 75th anniversary. Now, our turn to toast you. 90 years of an unparalleled life. Happy birthday, Willie Brown, and may you have many, many more to come.
And cheers to you, Willie Brown. He has left a lasting mark throughout the city. A local school and part of the Bay Bridge was named after him. And you may even see him out and about at local restaurants. We've posted footage of him being sworn in as mayor, as well as a 1985 appearance on KPIX's afternoon show. You'll find it all on our website, kpix.com. All right, let's get to some other news. Health officials are warning about a possible measles exposure in Alameda County. It happened at the Sons of Liberty restaurant in San Leandro on Saturday, March 9th. People who were there between 4:45 and 7:30 p.m. may have been exposed to the disease. And Makovic in studio on what's becoming really a growing concern in the Bay Area and beyond.
Yeah, and it's hard to track because measles symptoms can take up to 3 weeks to actually appear. And it's extremely contagious. It's transmitted through the air and it can stay in a room 2 hours after an infected person leaves. The health department is asking certain groups of people who were at the restaurant the evening of March 9th to call their doctor. Anybody who hasn't been vaccinated or who isn't sure. Pregnant women, people who are immunocompromised, healthcare and childcare workers, and parents with infants. The CDC issued an alert warning that nationwide there have already been more measles cases this year as in all of last year, at least 60. Earlier this month, officials say hundreds of people may have been exposed at a Sacramento hospital after a kid from El Dorado County was confirmed to have contracted it. And most people who have reported infections were unvaccinated. I spoke with a local ER doctor today who chalks up the spread to misinformation about vaccines.
If there's ever a case for vaccinations working, it's measles. Because all of my growing up years and a lot of other people growing up, you never heard of measles because everybody was vaccinated. So once you start getting a large number of people who are unvaccinated, that's when these diseases are making a comeback.
So 2 doses of the vaccine are 97% effective in warding off measles. The first dose can be administered when a baby is 1 year old. And we've heard the phrase plenty of times during COVID. Herd immunity is the key to protecting the most vulnerable. Opinions on the streets are mixed.
Don't be selfish. Take care. Look beyond yourself and keep your vaccines up to date.
I am really under the mindset that everybody has free will and choice. Mm-hmm. And that we live in a country that we should have freedom to choose. So, no, I don't recommend anything to anybody. I let everybody make their own decisions up.
A measles infection usually starts with a fever, followed by a cough, runny nose, and then a rash, which usually appears on the face before spreading across the body. In the most serious cases, it can cause swelling of the brain, pneumonia, or even death. But the doctor I spoke with did not want to freak people out. Yeah. If you're maybe the parent of a baby who cannot yet be vaccinated, you can track a community's vaccination rate on the CDC's website or just talk to your doctor. That's the best advice.
Yeah, it's a health warning, a health precaution. All right, Ann, thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, I want to get to a disturbing crime in San Jose. It's very disturbing. Police say a man planted a hidden camera inside a Starbucks restroom, filming dozens of victims. The camera was found by an employee at the Starbucks on Coleman Avenue. So it was hidden beneath the restroom sink facing the toilet. Police say there were over 91 victims, ranging in age from 4 to 85 years old. We spoke to a mother who was just shocked when she heard the news.
That's not good. Yeah. To hear somebody looking at us, that's like my privacy, you know? Like, you know, even my kids, you know? Like, that's horrible.
All right, well, here's the suspect, 35-year-old Luis Juarez Jr. So he was booked into jail on several charges. And then when officers searched his home, they found 25 firearms, including an assault rifle, high-capacity magazines, and other micro cameras. In a statement, Starbucks is calling this a deeply disturbing incident and says they cannot overstate the importance of providing a safe environment for their customers, partners, and employees. Let's get to some breaking news out of San Francisco. A very sad update in that devastating car crash into a West Portal bus stop that killed a mother, father, and their 1-year-old baby. And now we are learning the family's 3-month-old infant has died at the hospital. According to the Chronicle, this crash happened on Saturday. The family was waiting at the bus stop on the way to the zoo when an SUV came crashing through. The suspected driver is facing charges of vehicular manslaughter. With a renewed focus on public safety, San Francisco unveiled brand new license plate readers today. They are part of the 400 cameras purchased with state funds to combat retail theft. The first cameras were installed in the Inner Sunset on 9th and Irving. More will be installed across 100 intersections throughout the city and should be up and running in the next 3 months.
When we're talking about sideshows and some of the other issues that have happened in our city, automatic license plate readers can play an invaluable role in helping us to track some of the perpetrators of these crimes and hold them accountable.
And you may have taken note, the mayor has taken more of a tough on crime approach as she runs for re-election. Voters recently approved Prop E, which she put on the ballot. It will bring in even more high-tech tools and give police more powers to fight crime. She was also behind a more controversial measure that passed, which will require drug tests for those who receive housing assistance from the city. Today, Health and Human Service workers picketed against that new law, among them Alejandra Calvaron. She said the new policy could put more of a strain on an already tapped-out system.
city didn't tell us about this. They didn't consult with us. They didn't plan with us. We're not trained. We're not substance abuse counselors.
The workers are also demanding better working conditions and more staffing, and said they will consider a strike if their requests are not met. We have more answers tonight about a shooting in Pleasant Hill that left two people dead. What thieves may have been after when the gunfire erupted.
Nice weather across the Bay Area once again today. Did have some of that fog clinging to the coastline throughout much of the morning, but once that finally pushed a little ways away from the coast, we saw some high clouds floating in this afternoon. Those are still out there this evening, making for a pretty sunset. We'll take a look at that, and the next rain chance is not too far away, coming up in the First Alert forecast.